Hello, on Wednesday, March 13th, we've got a nice parlay to offer up on this podcast today. The old news, which isn't great news, is we lost one yesterday. Now, that doesn't stop the overall trend we're on of kicking tail, winning a lot more than we're losing, and most of those bets are at underdog pricing at plus money, and that will be today's as well. But yeah, we didn't get it last night. We needed some help from Gonzaga. Didn't get it done. They soiled themselves, you might say. That happens. Can't win them all. All right, what are we doing today? Going to the NBA. We're going to utilize a boost that they're offering for 50%, a 50% odd boost at DraftKings on a three-leg. You have to have three legs on an NBA parlay, so we will take advantage of that. We're doing it for a full unit, so if you need more than the maximum allowed on this boost, then the rest of it would be at regular pricing, but either way, it's still a good bet. So here's what it is. It's going to go with the Orlando-Brooklyn game. We're going to take Orlando to win, so not to cover the spread necessarily, although I think there's a decent chance that they do. Better than 50-50 chance that they do, but they certainly like them to win the game by any amount. Whether it's one or more. That's leg one. Leg two, I like the over on this game. The over 204.5, but we can tease it all the way down to 193.5 and take the over. So the game score for Brooklyn and Orlando to go over 193.5 on the alt line options for leg two. And then for a leg three, we're putting in Dennis Schroeder to score 10 plus points. So 10 works, 10 or more points, also on the alt-line player point market. So Orlando to win, the game to go over 193.5, and Dennis Schroeder to have 10 or more points. With the boost, you're getting this baby at plus 180 on that 50% boost. So without it, it's plus 120, which is also a good price because we're looking solid on making this happen. And at plus money, you gotta love it. Yes, there's three edges, three sides of risk, which is why that price is attractive as it is. But at plus 180, it's a must play. Doesn't mean you're winning. There's no, again, I've overused this little phrase, but my crystal ball does not have 100% accuracy until after the game is over. I mean, there's no unicorns out there of all winning bets. We're winning a heck of a lot more than we're losing. All right. So let me go through this briefly on what I like on this game. Pulling up my spreadsheet on it. All right. So again, over 204.5 I like, but I really like over 193.5. I actually like this as Orlando 113, Brooklyn 105. So you can see, if I think the game's at 218, and again, that's what I think. It doesn't mean it's happening. I think it's a 218 game. All we have to do is get to 194. So that looks pretty solid. And for the same token, I said Orlando to win. Well, I've got it at 113, 105. I do like that to happen. I think the lowest, again, I'm just looking at numbers and trying to add in peripherals that can change that. Orlando seems to be a 111 or more point scorer today. Brooklyn as high as 110, as low as 102. So what I'm saying there is minimum score, Orlando 111, Brooklyn 102, that's 213. I sure like that for the over. Okay. Best case scenario for Brooklyn, so this is to see if we could potentially lose at Orlando side. Best case score for Brooklyn is 110, and as I said, the lowest for Orlando, 111. So that doesn't cover the spread, but we don't need that. We just need to win the game. The other side of it is, as I said, the low side, Brooklyn 102, and Orlando could be as much as 119, which definitely covers the over, and definitely covers Orlando winning, and certainly covers the spread as well. So that looks pretty solid. All right, and then let's talk about Schroeder for that third leg. So his last 10 games, he has been under 10 one time, and that was 10 games ago. He scored 9 against Timberwolves on February 24th. His next game was 18 against the Grizzlies and 15 against the Magic. 23 at home against the Hawks, 14 at home against the Hawks right back-to-back, 13 at home against the Grizzlies, 20 at home against the 76ers, 31 on the road at the Pistons, 12 on the road at the Hornets, 17 on the road at the Cavaliers. So, yeah, he's rolling right along. His average is 13.7, so what that's telling you is he's definitely scoring above his average, but he's done it for 9 games in a row. Actually, only 2 of them are below his average, so his average is moving up as he's playing here. So we have to go with that flow there. Yeah, could he be due for a bad game at any given point? Of course. But when your average is 13.7, all you need is 10. We like that. When your recent trends are absolutely over that number, the last 5 games, I like the last 5 games to be more of a short-term trend, and every one of them is over 10. If you go back as far as 10 games, intermediate trend, misses by 1. 10 games back, he's at 9 points at the Timberwolves. So he's on the road in that scenario. And the thing is here, he's at home. So that's a little bit more friendly for scoring, obviously. All right, so Orlando to win. Game over 193.5. Schroeder, 10 or more points. That's the play. Do it for a unit. Plus 180 at DraftKings with the boost. Good luck.